Well, on the line, people are ringing through. Goodness me, this is the marvellous and wonderful, talented and gifted Grant Hackett. I've been friends with his family for years and years and years. Grant, good morning.
Good morning, AJ. How are you?
Oh, I just remember that world record in Japan. How you can swim a mile, I've got no idea. And how long did the record stand?
It stood for just over 10 years until Sun Yang broke it in 2011.
No comment there. No comment there. Honestly, a massive task, eh? How are you going? How are the kids?
Very well. Going very, very well. The family's good. But, mate, I'm calling in just to congratulate you this morning on an outstanding career in radio. 4 decades almost there at number one. Alan, you've been amazing to all of us in terms of, you know, the support that you've provided us in the community, to us in sports when we've had to, you know, take on certain fights. You've always been in our corner, helping us and supporting us and driving the right agenda. And just, you know, listening to you then, the way you expose things and made the Australian public more aware and more broadly aware of the issues that we need to be tackling. You've been an outstanding ambassador to radio, to this country, and what you've done has been truly phenomenal. And I have to say, it's probably unequivocal. There isn't a better public speaker in this country than Alan Jones. And I've seen it on many occasions, the way you're able to simplify such complicated messages and deliver it in such an outstanding, eloquent way is an absolute testament to you, Alan. So I'm calling in to congratulate you and tell you how wonderful you are this morning. So thank you for
Grant,
all that
very
you've
much.
Done.
I'll tell you, you're not doing too badly yourself. I just got to tell a story about Grant first. This is years ago. And his mum, Margie, she's listening, mum and Nev. But just telling, this is in preparing for a champion athlete, a world champion athlete. And mum would do the eggs. What would she do? She'd separate the whites from the yolks. What was the story?
7 eggs every single morning. So, but I'd have 7 whites and only 2 yolks. So you want to have the protein, but not all the cholesterol in there. You've got to have a mum who loves you to do that for a couple of decades, let me tell you. Not to mention the grocery bill of about $800 a week in the 90s that my brother and I consume in sport. So, yeah, you need the support of mum and dad at home.
Absolutely. Separate the whites from the yolks. All right, Grant, we'll keep in touch, eh? Love to everyone. Thank you for ringing.
Yeah, you too.
There
Thanks,
he is.
AJ. Take care.
Grant Hackett, it's 19 after 8.